The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It is the Lord's Day. Good morning. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Sunday, May 12, 2024. In many places, it's the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Historically, this holy day has been celebrated 40 days after Easter Sunday, the Thursday in the sixth week of Easter. Many dioceses celebrated it this past Thursday. Most U.S. dioceses, however, have moved the celebration of the Ascension to the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's now often referred to as Ascension Sunday. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that religious women and men and seminarians grow in their own vocations through their human, pastoral, spiritual, and community formation, leading them to be credible witnesses to the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. I have a dear Jewish friend who I've known since college, and he has like a little side business where he makes calendars. He makes liturgical calendars for his fellow Jew, or the Jewish people. And if you know a little bit about Jewish liturgy, you'll know that the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And Jesus, you would have celebrated this day, which had so much importance in the temple liturgy of ancient Judaism. It was the one day in the year when the high priest entered the Holy of Holies. And you might think, well, why are we talking about Yom Kippur today on the Feast of the Ascension? Well, in the Jewish temple in Yom Kippur, the high priest would enter the inner temple to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the people. In fact, we read this, or we read about this liturgy in the letter to the Hebrews, where the author says that the high priest now in the new covenant formed by Jesus Christ, the high priest is Jesus. And he says, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet is without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. And then later he says, in the days when Jesus was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. So the letter to the Hebrews is presenting Jesus as the new high priest. And we can begin this time of prayer in this feast day of the Ascension, thanking you, Jesus, for being our high priest. We thank you for your new and everlasting covenant, which you shed in your blood on the cross. And it is for this reason that we have full assurance of the forgiveness of our sins. What happens in the day of the Ascension? After 40 days of being with the disciples, you, Jesus, who you have risen from the dead, you've spent these 40 days among your loved ones, the apostles, the holy women, the disciples, you return to the Father. You take your risen body and you return to the Father to sit at his right hand. In fact, the Acts of the Apostles begins with this event. Jesus tells the apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When Jesus had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. When we think of the Ascension, this is often the image that comes to mind. The apostles there at the top of that hill with Jesus ascending into heaven. Sometimes all you see are Jesus' feet because he's already kind of entered into the heavenly sphere. Sometimes there's a whole court of angels surrounding him. It's a majestic moment. And in fact, the royal dimension of the Ascension is often emphasized on this day. The king entering into his court, the king seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father, that he will come again in power. Paintings we've seen across the ages, the king with the scepter in his right hand, blessing the people. But there's also a priestly dimension to this day. Jesus is the high priest, and in the moment of the Ascension, he is entering into not only the heavenly court, but also the heavenly temple, the Holy of Holies. The letter to the Hebrews says it so clearly. He writes, "Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but rather heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf. Not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest in the temple enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appeared at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice." Jesus, you've entered into a sanctuary not made with hands. You've entered into the true temple of heaven, into the true Holy of Holies. And so the Ascension is the entry into the heavenly sanctuary where the high priest offers once and for all the true sacrifice that takes away our sins. Jesus, when you return to the Father, you don't simply ascend to your royal throne, although there is that kind of kingly move. According to the letter to the Hebrews, on the day of the Ascension, you also enter into the heavenly temple, the heavenly sanctuary, in order to offer the sacrifice of yourself to the Father for all eternity, once and for all. You know, in football, American football, there is, the main goal is to get the football into the end zone. Right, to make a touchdown, to touch down the football in the end zone. That's how you win the game. And you have a whole team of people that are trying to make this happen. The quarterback is kind of organizing them. And you need someone to get the job done. In football, often the touchdown is carried out by the running back. The running back who takes the ball and runs with it and carries it over the touchdown line. I remember watching a game where the running back was really good and watching it on TV, and somebody turned to me and he said, the coach or the quarterback, he really just needs to give that guy the ball. Give him the ball, he'll deliver. He gets the job done. That player gets the job done. And it's true. If you watched him, he always kind of found a way to get through. He could find kind of the open doors, and he made his way into the end zone. He gets the job done. Well, this is a beautiful definition of you, Lord, in this Feast of the Ascension, because you, the true high priest, who stand before God on our behalf, in your sacred humanity, you take your body wounded on the cross, your body that has died on the cross, covered in wounds and scars for our sake, and you take your body and you carry it into heaven, into the true touchdown zone, to the Father, showing him the ultimate proof of your love for us. And this is the sacrifice that ultimately takes away our sins. It's helpful for us to realize that all of this we witness every time we go to Mass. The Mass is the one sacrifice of Calvary that is presented to us before our eyes. It's the unbloody renewal of the sacrifice of Calvary. And the Mass only makes sense if we believe in the Ascension, because the sacrifice that we are experiencing is constantly before the eyes of the Father. Jesus is constantly showing him his wounds. This is the Mass, the incredible beauty of the Mass, where we, through the sacrament, that one sacrifice of Calvary is made present to us, that one sacrifice which is eternally offered to the Father by the Son in the temple of heaven. What a beautiful thing, the mystery of the Mass. That Mass that represents the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary 2,000 years ago and is made present to me now. Why? Because Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, constantly showing him his wounds. St. Josemaria liked to say that when Jesus ascends into heaven, the apostles are overjoyed, but they're also a little sad because they miss Jesus. They miss his sacred humanity. They miss his face, his body, his voice. And so St. Josemaria would say, they go to Mary for consolation. When we miss you, Jesus, we also go to your mother. We go to your mother looking for some consolation, and she can help us to rediscover your sacred humanity, to know how to find you once again in the Holy Mass, where you, as high priest, offer once and for all the sacrifice of your very body. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer now as we join with the whole church and all the angels and saints. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia. The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, as he ascends into heaven. Alleluia.
Brightness of the Father's glory, springing from eternal light, source of light, by light engendered, day enlightening every day. In your everlasting radiance, shine upon us, Christ's true Son, bringing life to mind and body through the Holy Spirit's power. Father of unfading glory, rich in grace and strong to save, hear our prayers and come to save us. Keep us far from sinful ways. Dawn is drawing ever nearer, dawn that brings us all we seek. Son who dwells within the Father, Father uttering one word. Glory be to God the Father, glory to his only Son, glory now and through all ages to the Spirit Advocate.
Sing to God, sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
Sing to God. Sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
Let God arise. Let his foes be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away. Like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God.
But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult at his presence.
Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land.
When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God.
You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O God, for the poor.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing to God. Sing psalms to his name. Make a path for him who rides high above the clouds. Alleluia.
The Lord God has ascended on high. He has led captivity captive. Alleluia.
The Lord God ascended on high.
He has led captivity captive.
Alleluia.
The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight while you are at rest among the sheepfolds.
At home, the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Zalmon.
The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountains where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell forever.
The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God, even those who rebel, into your dwelling, O Lord.
May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Savior. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death, and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins.
The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depth of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs shall take their share of the foe.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord God ascended on high.
He has led captivity captive.
Alleluia.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my king to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels.
In festive gatherings, bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head. Judah's princes, a mighty throng. Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes.
Show forth, O God, show forth your might. Your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you bringing their tribute.
Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples. Let them bow down offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Princes will make their way from Egypt. Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God.
Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God.
His glory is on Israel. His might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people.
Blessed be God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
They see your procession, O God, the procession of my God and King to the sanctuary. Alleluia.
The Lord opened their minds. Alleluia.
That they might understand the scriptures. Alleluia.
From the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Ephesians. I plead with you, as a prisoner for the Lord, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, with perfect humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another lovingly. Make every effort to preserve the unity which has the Spirit as its origin and peace as its binding force. There is but one body and one Spirit, just as there is but one hope given all of you by your call. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and works through all, and is in all. Each of us has received God's favor in the measure in which Christ bestows it. Thus you find Scripture saying, when he ascended on high, he took a host of captives and gave gifts to men. He ascended. What does this mean but that he had first descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the very one who ascended high above the heavens, that he might fill all men with his gifts. It is he who gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son and form that perfect man who is Christ come to full stature. Let us, then, be children no longer, tossed here and there, carried about by every wind of doctrine that originates in human trickery and skill in proposing error. Rather, let us profess the truth in love and grow to the full maturity of Christ the head. Through him the whole body grows, and with the proper functioning of the members joined firmly together by each supporting ligament, builds itself up in love. I declare and solemnly attest in the Lord that you must no longer live as the pagans do, their minds empty, their understanding darkened. They are estranged from a life in God because of their ignorance and their resistance. Without remorse, they have abandoned themselves to lust and the indulgence of every sort of lewd conduct. That is not what you learned when you learned Christ. I am supposing, of course, that he has been preached and taught to you in accord with the truth that is in Jesus, namely, that you must lay aside your former way of life and the old self which deteriorates through illusion and desire, and acquire a fresh, spiritual way of thinking. You must put on that new man created in God's image, whose justice and holiness are born of truth.
When Christ ascended on high, he led captivity captive.
He gave gifts to men. Alleluia.
God ascends to shouts of joy, the Lord to the blasts of trumpets.
He gave gifts to men. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop. Today our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. Let our hearts ascend with him. Listen to the words of the Apostle. If you have risen with Christ, set your hearts on the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Seek the things that are above, not the things that are on earth. For just as he remained with us even after his ascension, so we too are already in heaven with him, even though what is promised us has not yet been fulfilled in our bodies. Christ is now exalted above the heavens, but he still suffers on earth all the pain that we, the members of his body, have to bear. He showed this when he cried out from above, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And when he said, "I was hungry, and you gave me food." Why do we on earth not strive to find rest with him in heaven even now, through the faith, hope, and love that unites us to him? While in heaven, he is also with us, and we, while on earth, are with him. He is here with us by his divinity, his power, and his love. We cannot be in heaven, as he is on earth, by divinity, but in him we can be there by love. He did not leave heaven when he came down to us, nor did he withdraw from us when he went up again into heaven. The fact that he was in heaven even while he was on earth is borne out by his own statement. No one has ever ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. These words are explained by our oneness with Christ, for he is our head and we are his body. No one ascended into heaven except Christ, because we also are Christ. He is the Son of Man by his union with us, and we, by our union with him, are sons of God. So the Apostle says, just as the human body, which has many members, is a unity, because all the different members make one body, so is it also with Christ. He too has many members, but one body. Out of compassion for us, he descended from heaven, and although he ascended alone, we also ascend, because we are in him by grace. Thus, no one but Christ descended, and no one but Christ ascended. Not because there is no distinction between the head and the body, but because the body, as a unity, cannot be separated from the head.
During the 40 days after his passion, he appeared to them and spoke with them about the kingdom of God.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
While he was with them, he told them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the fulfillment of the Father's promise.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always. We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Ascension Sunday, May 12, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord gives the Great Commission, then returns to heaven. It's from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover.
So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended it.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. We're celebrating the Ascension of the Lord on Daybreak. I'm Paul Sadek, and we join now with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Triumph.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up into heaven will return in the same way. Alleluia.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up into heaven will return in the same way. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
Men of Galilee, why are you looking up into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up into heaven, will return in the same way. Alleluia.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted, above all, forever.
Give glory to the King of Kings. Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
As they watched, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
He led captivity captive.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ ascended into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Alleluia.
The Lord has been lifted high above the earth and draws all things to himself. Let us cry out to him in our joy.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Lord Jesus, King of glory, you were offered once as the victim for sins and ascended to the right hand of the Father.
Make perfect for all time those whom you sanctify.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Eternal priest and minister of the new covenant, you live forever to make intercession for us.
Save the people that praise to you.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
You showed yourself alive after your passion and appeared to the disciples for 40 days.
Confirm our faith today.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Today, you promised the Spirit to your apostles to make them your witnesses to the ends of the earth.
By the power of the Spirit, strengthen our own witness.
Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming up next. Whether you celebrated the Ascension today or last Thursday, get to Mass today. Receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.